Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Well, buddy, I want to start by actually apologizing for breaching a political subject yesterday, and then you threw yourself under the bus.
Yep, we don't talk politics on this show. Thank you. That's all I got to say.
All right. That's a deal. And so if I ever bring up a subject again and you feel like you want to make a political comment,
I'm just saying,
say that right there.
We don't discuss politics on this show.
Well,
just
sir,
sports.
While I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Just sports. Just sports. So, that being said, your Brewers have acquired a new player, and he is paying dividends already. Did I see that right?
Yes. He has a home run today. Him and Broxton have a home run. And Broxton, let's go back to yesterday, because this game isn't over yet today, had a home run today. Or yesterday. He had yesterday and today. But he had a home run yesterday when it was 2-1. He made it 3-1, and the Brewers win yesterday. The Cubs lose yesterday. And the Cardinals lose yesterday.
Did they really?
Yeah. So the Brewers are
a game and a half. I thought
the Cardinals
were off yesterday.
No, that was Monday. The only days off in baseball are Monday and Thursday. How long have you been watching this sport, Adam? Come on.
Good point. It was Tuesday.
Yeah. So the Brewers are 1.5 back. St. Louis is 1.5 back. And Pittsburgh is now 4.5 back because the Brewers beat them. But they're in a dogfight today. 4-3 in the fourth inning right now. They're losing.
So I want to go back to the Neil Walker thing in a second, the recent acquisition, who hit two dingers now, is that
no,
right?
One, yes. One today. Okay. Broxton hit two in 2 days.
Okay, so who do the Brewers play tonight?
They're playing right now.
Or who are they playing right
the
now?
Pirates.
Pirates have been red hot.
Yeah, and they beat them yesterday.
And what's going on right now?
They're down 4-3. The Brewers are down 4-3.
In what inning?
The fourth. Lots of time left. Jimmy Nelson's pitching, and he's been pitching kind of bad his last two starts. His last start,
I thought he was your favorite. Is Zach Davies your favorite or Jimmy Nelson?
Jimmy Nelson's my favorite, I think. But we are getting Chase Anderson back, who was a big piece of the early start of the season. He was on fire, so hopefully he's on a triple-A assignment right now and might be pitching next week.
Mm.
You know what's really weird, too? The Brewers have tomorrow off.
Yeah, we talked about
that.
When's the last time you saw a team with a Monday and a Thursday
not
off
too
in the
often.
Same week?
Not very often.
On a normal week, not All-Star week, of course.
Right.
Well, you know how GMs think. And they put
good GMs or bad GMs?
Well, generally speaking, it's all about numbers. It's all analytics. Everything is statistics, and statistics are converted into dollars. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Every home run, every RBI, everything is converted into a dollar amount of what a player is worth. So Neil Walker's off to a nice start. Mm-hmm. You head into the last place tomorrow, right? Or not tomorrow, Friday they start a series with.
No, Friday they start with the Rockies.
Oh, they're on fire, too.
So the Brewers are not out of this playoff thing yet. Okay, if they don't win the division, they're only 5 back in the wild card.
Right.
And the Rockies are one of the teams there behind.
Yeah, that would be a huge series.
The Rockies and the Diamondbacks are the ones that they're chasing.
Oh, but I was looking at the schedule.
They play the Giants right after that. That's what you're probably looking at.
So we talked a little bit about how you want him to go get Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
Well, did you see what he's been doing lately?
Who doesn't want him? 6 straight days with a home run. He's at 44 for the year. How many do you think he's going to hit?
How much is his contract? Like
$296 million. I didn't see the years on that, but it's not many. It's like 5 years. It's like a lot.
So there's no way the Brewers are going to do it.
No. But
I guarantee you there's a lot of GMs crunching numbers right now looking at him.
Yeah. Because,
I guarantee it.
And the Verlander talks are on again. So.
Well, since you brought Verlander up, did you happen to see the results of yesterday's game, Tigers game?
I'm kind of like not wanting to talk to you about Tigers baseball anymore. Because for you, I'm sure it's getting a little depressing.
Yeah, but you know what? You've endured year after year after year of Brewers talk with me. So.
Well, and I did tell you that yesterday the Brewers are kind of like the Lions.
You did say that yesterday.
I mean,
I'm kind of shocked.
Except that they have won a championship in 1991.
No, except the Brewers have a $40 million payroll, and you know the top teams in baseball are over $200 million. the Lions have a chance to have the same payroll as all the other teams, and they're still bad.
No, that's not exactly true.
What do you mean?
Payrolls are not all exactly the same.
There's a salary cap.
I understand that, but there's lots of teams, including the Packers, who don't even reach the salary cap some years.
You're correct. Because sometimes you can't, you shouldn't hit the salary cap.
That being said, I don't want to hear anything from Packer fans. I do realize that the Lions almost always are right at the cap. I do get that.
And lately mediocre.
Can we go back to the
Tigers?
I'm
not going to say they're bad lately. They're mediocre lately.
Can we go back to the Tigers?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to make my point. The Verlander talks are all over the place again.
Keep them.
No.
You can have them.
No, there's only one player that I just want him to keep out of posterity, and that's Cabrera. Everybody else is fair game for me.
No one wants Cabrera's contract.
I don't care. His is a very rare situation that's much bigger than a dollar amount.
I agree.
All right. That being said, Verlander, 3 homers yesterday he gives up against the Rangers. They lose 10-4, and I mean, really, there isn't a whole lot else to say.
There is. Castellanos went 0-4. He's back to where you like him.
I didn't say I liked him there. Why you got to put words in my mouth?
Yeah, you say your least favorite Tigers.
Detroit took its only lead when Jose Iglesias hit an RBI double, about time, making it 1-0 in the second.
And the next time they score, they were down 5-1.
Victor did have a 9th-inning home run. Next game here, looks like Cole Hamels for the Rangers will be taking on Dierte Aníbal Sanchez.
Aníbal Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Verlander, definite trade talks going around out there.
Yep. How is this trade deadline different? This one,
he actually had a great quote.
You can't play in the postseason now if you get traded. What's this trade line? I can't remember. There's 2 different trade deadlines.
I do love him for saying this. I quote Verlander, "We've got to find an effing way to win. As long as I'm wearing the old English D, we're going to win in my mind."
Well, good luck tonight against Cole Hamels, who's 7-1.
Yeah, his ERA isn't that good.
3.31, it's pretty good.
It was joking, that was sarcastic.
Okay, let's take a break.
We'll come back, see what else we got to talk about. It's Big Boy Sports Recap. I'm just so... It just depresses me every time I talk about the Tigers. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back, second half coming up.
Yeah, there it goes!
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club, where we'll be teeing off in 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Looking beautiful out there.
Beautiful. Gray Walls was great last night.
Yeah?
I won my match. So did my
you?
Partner. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah? Yeah. Nobody cares.
They don't. I still won.
Great deals going on for the remainder of this golf season at the Marquette Golf Club. Singles memberships to Heritage, couples memberships, ridiculously priced, and they have combos for Heritage and Gray Walls. But the best part of the deal, tell them again, Steve.
Half of whatever you pay this year will go towards your 2018 membership. That's what they win.
225-0721 is the number. Give them a call and tell them that we sent you there looking for that special deal. Okay. Let's go. What do you want to go to, the NFL?
Let's go to the NFL on this crazy story. The Atlanta Falcons play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, okay? This new stadium. Brand new stadium.
Atlanta.
Supposed to be beautiful. Chick-fil-A has a stand there.
Chick-fil-A!
But did you know across the whole country, Chick-fil-A's are not open on Sunday? So they built a Chick-fil-A in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It'll be used for one of the 8 games this year, the Thursday night game. It'll be closed on all the Sunday games.
What?
Why would they build a Chick-fil-A stand if they know they're closed on Sunday? And that's when the sport is played.
What?
Yes. Don't get it.
That there's got to be something more to that. That makes no.
I'm dumbfounded
right now. I'm speechlessly dumbfounded right now. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. The headquarters are in Atlanta.
Wow.
Maybe it's just to advertise.
I'm not saying that they're wrong for saying that, you know, whatever, if they believe that Sunday is a day of rest or whatever. Yeah, that's fine. That's your business.
It. Right.
Why would you have a Chick-fil-A in a stadium that does probably 90% of its business on a Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, they are doing a lot of the college football games, so they'll be open on Saturdays. But the day you're going to be the busiest, an NFL game, you're not open. Except Thursday night.
Wow. The only other NFL news I have, the NFLPA appeals Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension. And the hearing will be held on August 29th for the NFL's personal conduct policy.
Yeah, I don't get how you can suspend a guy. I'm reading the story right now, and it's alleged. He hasn't even been charged. How do you suspend a guy that hasn't been charged?
I guess they're saying that they did their own research.
Okay.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you, see you tonight, too.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, sir, while I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.